Mark Williams, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO. Wonderful to see you in the flesh.
Very nice to be here. Nice to see you.
Now, we're nearing the end of the centennial season at the TSO. I'm wondering what have been some of the most outstanding moments for you looking back?
Wow, that is, it's a very long list, so I will try to be tailored in my response. We opened our season with a free open house and community concert, which was such an incredible experience to get to see the community, to get to see so many people who'd never heard the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. That was absolutely a highlight for me. That actually bookends with something that hasn't yet happened, which is our free concert at Harbourfront on July 1st on Canada Day. Those two events really do balance each other because we wanted to make sure that this important season for the orchestra had lots of great goodies for the community. And we feel that bookmarking the season in these two free public events was really the right way to go. Another highlight that was so moving artistically for the orchestra was making our first recording with new music director Gustavo Gimeno. A couple of weeks ago, we recorded Messiaen's absolutely epic Tarangalila Symphony. The performances were just, they were incredible. They were lavish. It was beautiful. It danced. It sang. I mean, of course, this piece kind of has the entire world in it. So I'm looking forward to hearing that recording. But the live performances were wonderful, and making in our 100th year our debut in Brampton, where we took our Reggae Roots program a couple of weeks ago. That was a real highlight, and there are not many TSO performances that end with me dancing in the aisle, and that one did.
It has been an amazing season, very rich programming, clearly very successful, because I understand that your subscriber renewal rate is the highest that it's been in years.
It is, and indeed our ticket sales this year have been well above any expectation that we could have had, and they're really at pre-pandemic levels. And that tells me some really important things. It speaks to how much this community loves their orchestra. It speaks to a desire for people to get back to life, to get out, to be in communication with art, and of course, in communication with each other.
And it has been quite a time for you to enter the world of the TSO, coming out of the pandemic and in this celebratory centennial season. Now that your first full season is under your belt, I'm wondering if there are any specific possibilities or goals that come into focus for you.
Well, as we were talking before this interview, starting a role like this in the centennial season is sort of like Groundhog Day-ing Christmas. So this is not normal. But what's been so wonderful about being here and starting in this time, it's been so warm for the orchestra, and I've been so warmly welcomed personally into this community. And so I'm very much looking forward to many more years here. And I would say as I think about the future, really, there is one main goal. And that goal is to make sure that the Toronto Symphony Orchestra belongs to this city. And that means playing for as many people as we can from as wide a spectrum of people here as possible. And so I think every strategy that we have at the orchestra will be pointing in that direction.
Now, you mentioned, the season isn't quite over yet, and you have bookended the centennial celebrations with this free Canada Day performance at Harbourfront Centre, and it looks like an amazing concert, which truly has something for everyone. I almost wonder, when I see all the artists and art and performers involved, I wonder, is this going to be 5 hours long? What have you got in this concert?
Well, I can tell you it will not be 5 hours long. I think it will be 75 minutes long. But what we've endeavored to do here is to provide a concert that really speaks to the broad diversity of this great country. And I think that the program does that. I think it touches on so many of the cultures and the places and the emotions and the moods of this country. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Some highlights. I'll just mention the Nicaraguan-Canadian comedian Martha Chavez. She is hilarious. There will be music by Canadian composers Kevin Lau, Karen Sunabaka, and Christopher Palmer, and more. There's Joni Mitchell, my personal favorite, Leonard Cohen, Buffy St. Marie, The Log Driver's Waltz, tribute to Tina Turner.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
it's a great potpourri.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, I'm so curious about how all of these different things are going to flow together, but it sounds like an amazing concert. This is also a time, though, for audiences to start thinking about next season. Although, you know, I'm sure you're looking forward to a break in the summer, but what are you looking forward to come the fall?
There's so much to look forward to in our 101st season. I'm looking forward to hearing Gustavo Jimeno and the orchestra play Rite of Spring. We're going to hear that in a couple of ways next year. I'm just teasing that out for you. But I'm very much looking forward to that. We've got some wonderful spotlight artists. So these are artists who come and play with the orchestra multiple times. They also engage in educational activities, chamber music. They're really sort of artists in residence. We have the wonderful Canadian artists, Emily D'Angelo, the fantastic mezzo-soprano, and James Ennis, our favorite violinist. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing them. And we have the debut next year of pianist Aisata Kanemason. And if you've recognized the last name Kanemason, she is the sister of Sheku Kanemason from this incredibly musical Kanemason family. She is truly a star in her own right, and she's coming to play Prokofiev's first piano concerto, which is really one of my favorites. Of course, the offering of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is varied, and so I would say from the standpoint of our young people, there are two concerts I'm very excited about, our Bangra and Beyond program, and also a special concert on the Chevalier de Saint-Georges called the Chevalier's Sword, which I'm looking forward to. And finally, the incomparable Audra McDonald is coming to perform with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. I would listen to her sing the phone book. So I am very much looking forward to her return to Toronto.
Now, TSO musicians may be off duty from the orchestra for the next couple of months. I'm sure, though, that behind the scenes action doesn't stop. What does the TSO look like in the summer?
You know,
backstage?
It never gets too quiet in the office because there's so much planning that we have to do for the next season. Artistic planning never stops. We've announced the 23-24 season, but we're putting finishing details on 24-25, building 25-26. That goes on, fundraising, all of the marketing that gets us ready, the operational planning. So, you know, there's no rest for the weary, I suppose.
Well, you've had quite a run for your first season. I'm sure you're looking forward to a break. Do you at least get some vacation in there?
I do. I will nip out for a little bit. Don't you worry.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your wonderful work this year on the season, and looking forward to the 2023-24 season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.